This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Joining us right now, and WBEN Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney, news time is 11 minutes after 2, is the regional vice president for Western New York of NYSCOP, that is the New York State and police, corrections officers and New York State PBA. And Kenny Gold, thanks very much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly.
Yeah, thanks always for having me.
Well, let's start off with the very beginning. In testimony, and this was reported on in the Cleveland newspaper, the one printed in Cleveland, and also by the New York Post. Tell us what your immediate supervisor said about the situation at Collins.
My immediate supervisor?
The head of the corrections facilities in all of New York State, the commissioner.
Okay. So, obviously, the incident happened Wednesday. There's been a lot of rumors and a lot of skeptical stories out there about what actually transpired. And quite frankly, to this minute, Collins is still on lockdown. They're still in there, as the commissioner said, frisking the units and wherever. You know, I personally don't know where they are at right this second in that regard. But, you know, right from day one, you know, they started talking about the biggest thing was the barricading. And yesterday at the public protection hearings, the commissioner came out and said that there was no barricading, that he was there. And he is right. He was there in the truest sense of the words, from my accounts, from the members. And like I said yesterday and probably the day before, you got to remember, these members are still working. These men and women are still working straight through since it's been locked down. They might go home for a couple hours, go back to sleep, come right back. So it's hard to get in touch with the boots on the ground, right? The men and women that are there every day. But what's come across is, you know, starting from right at 1 o'clock in the morning ish when the incident happened, why the words barricading is coming up and being utilized isn't the true sense of barricade like you'd think in the public, in regular, like an actual barricade. But when you use it in the sense of what some of my members have been telling me, is right at 1 o'clock in the morning ish when the incident happened, and the use of force that we talked about, where the three members were injured that we talked about. And I want to make that clear. It's three members were injured. They went to urgent cares or well nows or wherever they may have went. Although that it's being reported by the commissioner that one or none, it is three members. I've personally talked to those three members. They were hurt during this use of force. But what's alarming is, and going back to the word barricade, is when they're in the bathroom using force, trying to get the situation under control, there were a plethora. And when I say, I can't tell you the exact amount of inmates, but there were inmates right in the bathroom standing line by line with each other on top of the members that were there trying to get the situation under control with the inmates that they had to use force on due to the fact the one that had the cell phones and the contraband in the facility, as I believe the commissioner reported. Furthermore, reports came back later, and, you know, at some point right after the 6 o'clock today, they have standing counts, and for the public to understand, obviously you need to have a live breathing body, the inmates stand to make sure they're all there and accounted for and okay. They do their count, and then at some point after the count, an inmate comes out, he brandishes some sort of pick weapon or ice pick is the words that have been used for me, and then a bunch of inmates gathered around this specific inmate, and that's the point where the officers reached out to a supervisor, their supervisor is when they told them to leave that unit. And so then from there, and in Collins, an incident where that had transpired, it's not just one dorm. There's a dorm on each side. There's an upstairs and a downstairs dorm. So in theory, there's four total dorms, but those are four units, so people understand that. Two units, the one unit, they had to get out, lock themselves out of it, so the inmates are alone, which is something that we never do, but it was ordered to because of the gravity of the situation. The other dorm starts having problems. They get out. Now, upstairs, you have two other dorms that have issues going on as well. So at some point up in those dorms, it's a little different from the downstairs one, but there's like a middle area, like a break room, or we call it a crossover. But there's an area where officers go. It's like a fridge that they have in there to put their drinks for their day or their food. And the officers on each sides of those units ended up in that area, locked the door, which is, when I say area, it's probably like, I don't know, couple feet by couple feet, maybe a little bit more, give or take. I'm not there every day. I don't know the exact size. But those are, when you speak of barricading and when you keep hearing, Tom, and the public was hearing that it was barricaded in Collins, well, those members were inside that area for probably 3-4 hours. And as soon as they went in that area, the inmates covered the windows so you couldn't see what's going on in there. So when we think it wasn't barricaded, there was a whole bunch of things going on. And in Collins overall, to sit there, and obviously the commissioner came down himself, something was going on. Units, crisis units, emergency response teams from all across the state are going there. Something's going on. Officers from all over are going down there to try to help out. Something's going on. This was maybe not a barricade, but a whole lot was missed yesterday with what really transpired to go down there.
Is it safer to say, instead of barricade, were the COs themselves trapped as opposed to barricaded? I think a barricade is something where somebody is preventing you from gaining entry, but the way you're describing it now, I'm getting the impression that the guards were essentially trapped, the COs.
Yeah, the ones on the second floor were, yes, the trapped's a great word, and that's what's disheartening to a lot of members, because a lot of the men and women that are there that know what really happened, and barricades being, you know, so the commissioner, from all intents and purposes, from the members that I've talked to that were there, if you want to say a barricade wasn't there, fine, but they barricaded themselves in lines of individuals. You know, they have to make sure to get past them. They have to make sure to get the right staff. You know, the downstairs officers, you don't just walk off of a unit and leave inmates by themselves. And that's our job, is to make sure you're there to know what they're doing. You know, everything is unheard of. And an incident like this, with everything else going on, when we talk about, like you said, our boss, they want, you know, it sounds like, from what I understand, he's recognized that the staff on the midnight shift, that when it happened, has went well, at least from what's been told to me from supervisors and so on and so forth when he was down there. But they need to have somebody there to acknowledge that they're doing the right thing, instead of just saying it, not making it look like they're brushing it under the rug, making it seem like it wasn't a big deal, because to them, that was life or death. And that's what's disheartening. That's what's heartbreaking, really, because they do a job, as we've talked about, show after show after show, that nobody, not too many people are willing to do, and they did such an amazing job. Thankfully, it was only three members that got minor injuries, but to them it could be really big, because then when you get into the fact of, like, those members that are upstairs that were trapped, using your words, which is a great word, they essentially barricaded themselves for their safety. That's what they did. So just to say, hey, they weren't barricaded, and to walk off, that's a slap in the face to the men and women at Collins and then everybody else around the state, because they know what we go through, and it could be any one of us at any time.
So in what other ways is the commissioner in New York State, who serves at the pleasure of Governor Hochul, in what other ways is he minimizing what happened at Collins? You read some of the articles. He expresses outrage over the death of the inmate some time back, yet he does not express outrage at the behavior of the incarcerated individuals at Collins. I mean, that's got to be a kick in the teeth.
Well, every day is a kick in the teeth. I mean, we can talk about every day the staffing problem, the department that is eroding as we speak. All over staffing is a mess. We keep giving more to the inmates and take more from the officers. That mentality is, it's okay because we get a paycheck. Well, meanwhile, as you know, there's exposures happening. You don't see anybody coming out saying that this isn't right for my employees to deal with this type of stuff. And when I say coming out, it's all over the state at this point. This isn't Collins and Wyoming anymore. It's everywhere. When you have assaults at record numbers and no one's coming out saying, my employees can't handle this anymore. You need to look at the laws that you created. When they come out and they say, we give more programs to the inmates, no one's coming out saying, my employees can't do this at this point with the staff that I have. I need some time. I need some ability to maneuver my staff force, my workforce, to make this right. Nobody is coming out saying, hey, you know what? These men and women do a fantastic job. They do God's work sometimes for what they do, and I've said it time and time again, we're medical professionals. We're not obviously medics, but we're taking care of them for medical purposes, psychological purposes, safety purposes. We're their everything when they're there to help them get through the day. And never once did they say that, but no, they said, go in, do your 16 hours. We're going to, you know, if you don't come to work on your day off, we're going to discipline you up to and including termination. And what kind of work environment is that that's conducive? And when your leaders, you know, the legislature, they keep, doing things I can't say, the word that I want to say on the air, basically demeaning you and making you feel like you're less than adequate when they come through facilities and don't talk to you. And certain legislators, not some. I mean, we have really good legislators out here like George Borrello and Rob Ort and Dave DiPietro that will support our members. But ones that are in the majority legislature don't listen to the officers. The commissioner isn't coming out saying, this is what I need for my staff. And if he's doing it behind closed doors, that's great, but no one's going to believe that because we never see it in public. It's always all the things we do wrong, never the things that we do right.
Kenny Gold, the Western New York Regional Vice President, Corrections Officers and Police PBA on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're following up on what happened in Collins a couple of mornings ago, as well as the repercussions and what has been said since then on News Radio 930 WBEN. Kenny Gold is on the Trocare College WBEN Newsline, and WBEN Arthur Pressman, Traffic Attorney News Time, is rapidly approaching 2:23. One of the things I think a lot of us are having a hard time understanding is you are the man who would know the information. You have repeatedly told us there were three injuries to COs on Wednesday morning. One of them involved a shattered wrist. That was one CO. Another CO suffered what may be a rather serious injury to the knee. CO number three suffered less severe injuries. So you have everything in black and white. You have it, as my dad used to say, you have it in writing. You have the evidence. You have the corroboration that three individual COs were assaulted to the point where they were injured. Why is the commissioner saying what he is saying and trying to downplay this?
I mean, that's the million-dollar question that every single one of our members, every single officer and sergeant in the state is asking the same thing. And it's not thankfully, right, Tom? Thankfully, this isn't worse. But I would never, as I'm their representative. I would love to say that nobody got hurt. That's what you don't want to have happen. But thankfully, it was only three. But nobody knows why you would sit there. And then when we talk about slap in the face and you know, being disheartened and broken down at this point, and I can't stress it enough, like when we say the membership is done, they can't take anymore. They're at breaking point. This is where you, and then you see and you listen to, and the members hear your show, they read the newspapers, they read what's online, and when your boss is saying, and like you said, downplay is the only word that is being utilized at this point, what could they say? Nobody knows why. Nobody knows why you would try to hide it and then try to make it seem like, how can you downplay a situation where you allegedly needed to take a helicopter to get in there to fly in to see what's going on yourself?
That's what I don't understand, because if something isn't a big deal, there would be no reason for the commissioner, the guy who's at the very top of the food chain who serves under Kathy Hochul, no reason for him to take a nice February flight to Collins, New York. No reason to leave other facilities even shorter staffed by bringing in the CERT teams and other trained COs to Collins. If it wasn't that big a deal, then we would have to say, well, if it wasn't a big deal, wasn't your response disproportionate?
Well, what we feel, quite frankly, is one, we know that they don't care about us. We know the legislators don't care about it. Your bosses don't care about you. You know, the pizza parties, the inmates get the pizza parties, not even the officers anymore, because they're so disheartened when they say give them some food. They leave it on the tables and outside or on the ground. They don't care. But when it comes down to it, they know you need to downplay everything because your failed policies and the pandering to the convicts, when they know they don't have repercussions, what our members want to know is, one, why is it so hard to, we have to foil videos. Are we even going to be able to get them so the public can actually see this? You know, you probably won't see this for months and months and months, and we'll have to jump through hoops to get the videos so that the public can actually see what our members had to face. And two, what did the inmates face for what they did? You know, when we're talking about them standing and blocking windows and obviously the inmate that used force, what's happening to those inmates when they got taken around the state and possibly causing problems with there? Did they get any? Did they get penalized for anything that they're doing? It's another way of masking for his principles, at least when I say him, anybody in the department, to keep making everything look like it's all sunshine and unicorns. Well, it's dark and it's dank and it's a blizzard. It's a thunderstorm. It's a hurricane right now, and we keep making it seem like everything's okay, and it's not.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.